USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is formally objecting to the Democrats conducting their impeachment inquiry without a vote to approve a resolution for it.
They've taken away our rights. So if they proceed, and, you know, they'll just get their people, they're all in line, because even though many of them don't want to vote, they have no choice. They have to follow their leadership. And then we'll get it to the Senate, and we're going to win.
House Democrats leading the inquiry have sent a subpoena to the White House demanding documents on President Trump's effort to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and his son, saying they're corrupt. Biden in Los Angeles responds.
All this talk of the president about corruption comes from the most corrupt president we've had in modern history. He's the definition of corruption. He's corrupted the agencies of government, from the Defense Department, from the State Department, from the Justice Department.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now. The nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
There are rumors of a possible recession ahead, but new jobs numbers are now out, and they're solid, says BNC Financial Services Chief Economist Gus Boucher.
We did see a bit slower job growth. We had small job losses in manufacturing. That sector's been weak lately. But still, I think it's indicative of a good labor market, and it's a good time to be looking for a job right now.
Employers added 13,000 jobs in September. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders suffered a heart attack earlier this week. He's now released a video statement on Twitter after he was released from a Las Vegas hospital. He says he's doing fine.
Hello, everybody. We're in Las Vegas. I just got out of the hospital a few hours ago, and I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank all of you for the love and warm wishes that you sent to me. See you soon on the campaign trail.
Thank you all so much. It really made a difference.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Right after officials in Hong Kong banned people from using face masks while protesting, thousands of protesters took to the streets wearing facial coverings. USA's John Clemens reports.
We are now in rather extensive and serious public danger.
And with that, embattled Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam invoked a British colonial-era Emergency Powers Act that was last used to quell riots that happened back in 1967. Almost immediately, protesters wearing coverings over their faces took to the streets shouting, "Hong Kong people resist." Over the last 4 months of civil disobedience, protesters fearing retribution from the government began wearing coverings over their faces to hide their true identity. The Hong Kong demonstrators are protesting what they see as China's influence over their civil liberties. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A beloved TV legend is gone. Pioneering actress Diane Carroll has passed away from cancer. She was also a noted singer and runway model. She was the first black woman in a lead role for a TV series in the show Julia, which aired 50 years ago. Then, she was known for her dynamic role on Dynasty.
Why didn't you tell me, Brady? You're the one that's always so concerned about openness and honesty.
Diane Carroll was 84. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.